Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
My name's Catherine Carr, and this is season two of Relatively, the podcast all about potentially the longest relationship of your life.
In this episode, we're meeting Alison Pike.
Turn you off a little bit.
Is that better?
Alison is a professor of child and family psychology in the School of Psychology at the University of Sussex.
I've been studying and been fascinated by family relationships and especially siblings for the last 25 years.
Good grief, that's a quarter of a very long lifetime. I first saw Alison on the excellent TV series The Secret Life of Siblings. Her academic research focuses on family relationships, especially siblings, and she also looks at the differential experiences of children within the same family, something I'm also really interested in. Over the next few weeks, I'll be publishing a few extra short chats with Alison on things like roles in the family, sibling rivalry, the effects of trauma on brothers and sisters, and the memories and stories they share. But today, I thought I'd introduce Alison in this mini episode to find out a bit about her and her siblings, as well as her amazing work, starting with why she's so interested in brothers and sisters.
Well, I got interested for a couple of reasons. One was that during my PhD training, I was learning about how nature and nurture work together to influence children's development. And although I find the genetic angle mildly interesting, I find the nurture or environmental angle really fascinating, and especially the fact that brothers and sisters so often can turn out really, really differently to one another. So that started getting me interested in how family dynamics can actually work to create us as individuals, not as kind of a monolithic, you know, single family unit. And then from there, I became interested in the sibling relationship itself, how brothers and sisters can influence each other, and just about what a unique relationship it is, because it's our brothers and sisters who share, for most of us, the entire journey of life with us. They're the ones who understand what it's like to have grown up with our particular mother and father in our particular household. So that's how my interest got started.
It's a bit of a paradox, isn't it? And that's what this podcast seems to constantly circle around. It's this idea that you're individuals and you have your roles and you argue because you're different and because you're born at different times in different places with all the variables you were talking about, all the environmental variables that mean your arrival in a family makes you different to your brothers and sisters. And yet you are brothers and sisters and you are keepers of history and you can only understand each other in that way. So those two things are sort of in opposition, but not. That's that rubbing up against each other is where this podcast seems to find its juiciest moments.
Absolutely, I agree. And since the pandemic started, I've started talking to my own brother and sisters most weeks, just listening to us all talk about, you know, our supposedly shared childhood has been so interesting because, of course, we remember things differently. Things have impacted on us differently. And also, you know, there is sometimes that tension between what was real, what's our perception, and does the reality really matter? I think much more what matters is how we each experience it. But I'm constantly amazed by the differences that we've perceived as well as this shared history.
Yeah, that's really interesting. So a little bit of background on you then. What is your sibling setup?
So I'm the youngest of four siblings. They are full siblings to one another. At least that's what we thought until very recently. But that's another story.
Oh, wow.
So my mother was married and had her first three children, and then she divorced, married my father and had me. So there's a 5-year gap between me and my first older sister. And then there's Catholic triplets above me. So I'm 51 and my siblings are currently 56, 57 and 58. Things were busy for a while there.
And how, that's a really particular setup. Have you reflected, and I'm sure you have, given what you do for a job, for heaven's sake, have you reflected on how that shaped you?
Absolutely. I mean, it's because in some ways I felt like a youngest child, in some ways I felt like an only child. And I felt very much that these were my brother and sisters. However, I felt somewhat bereft that there was this whole aspect to their lives, because they did see their father quite frequently. And I wasn't part of that. So I felt like I was missing out as a child. And now, you know, as I've grown up and as I've come to understand more of the complexities of what they were dealing with, I can see that I was the lucky one, really.
Well, that's interesting, because you had a kind of nuclear family to grow up in, really.
Exactly. Exactly. I didn't have to navigate a parental divorce in my childhood, where obviously they did, and they also had to navigate step-parents, which can be wild and wonderful.
I suppose it's not surprising that I started this podcast at the age I was when I started it, 42, because I think there is something about midlife that makes you reflective, if you've got the luxury of time to do that, but also you're potentially raising your own children and potentially looking at the sibling relationships in your own family that you created. You can't help but rehash and re-examine your own childhood, can you?
Yeah, absolutely. And it makes you see things in very different ways once you're in the role of parent. In some ways, I think that it can make you understand your own parents in a way that you never did before. But in other ways, you can also, I think most of us might reflect on some things in our own childhood and think, well, I'm definitely not going to replicate that. But I'm sure we end up just making our own mistakes.
I was just going to say, exactly, it comes out, the madness comes out somewhere.
Yes.
Thank you to Professor Alison Pike. The planned episode with author Catriona Ward and her sister Antonia Ward will be next Tuesday, assuming the stinker of a cold has finally gone, and my sympathies to anyone else who's been felled by it. I plan to publish the chat with Alison on family roles as an extra next week too. To listen to any old episodes with siblings like Nick and Jill Hornby, Anna Whitehouse, aka Mother Pucker, and her sister Karen Whitehouse, or Hashi Muhammad Hashi and his sister Shukri, or to find out more about the podcast, head to relativelypodcast.com. There's a good tradition of love and hate. Staying by the fireside, there's a good tradition of love and hate. Staying by the fireside, now the rain may fall. Your father's calling you, you still feel safe inside. Although your mom's too proud, your brother's ignoring you. You still feel safe inside. Oh, was it solo? Was it yesterday? Was it true for you? 'Cause while all the rest had taken time, this didn't do enough for you.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.